frantic zooming. These sudden bursts of crazy energy can result in your puppy doing speed laps around your lounge room, his tail tucked and showing the whites of his eyes, barking and banging uncontrollably into things as his back legs seem to be moving faster than his front ones. There is nothing wrong with allowing a puppy to relish his evening zoomage, and stopping a puppy mid-zoom can be difficult. Witching hour is a completely different experience in every household. Some people may never experience it with their puppy, though it's uncommon not to, and others may experience it for weeks or months. Preparing yourself for it each night and ensuring your puppy has space to zoom, things to do or focus on, or that you have the time to invest in training him during this period, will help you handle this energetic couple of minutes or hours. The main thing to remember is your sweet little angel will return again shortly, and hopefully sleep all night because of their early evening zoomingtons.
Chapter 17. Cella. We've been here for hours, circling round and around with potential ideas. I drop my chin to my chest and roll my eyes. Hopefully no one saw. I lift my head and find Jack staring at me. He winks. I keep from groaning aloud.
I still think we would be better off by taking out the research vessel,
Mateo argues.
Get Nerissa by the heart.
I feel awful about Tug. That's one great kid, and he doesn't deserve anything bad happening to him. Mateo scoffs.
Doesn't seem like you feel awful. You come on Cook's ship, and you looked more worried about your stupid robot than you did about Tug. I saw you.
Nix? Jack crosses his arms.
How was I supposed to know I would find her?
We can do it, I insist. The sisters and I have spent 2 years tracking her and figuring out how to take out our systems. But we weren't big enough. With Mateo's crew and Cook's assistance, I'm confident we can take the fight to Avalon.
Tail things, the tortoise and the hare. Somewhere far away, at the edge of the forest, lived a hare. He was lightning fast, and he knew it. Mr. Hare, I challenge you to a race, said the tortoise. If you win, you will forever be the fastest in the village, and you never have to help with chores again.
Okay, easy peasy, said the hare.
But if I win, I'm throwing a party and you have to do the clean-up, and then you can never brag again, said the tortoise.
But you're not going to win it all.
We shall see, said the tortoise. It's going to be a long race. That night, all the animals went back to their little houses. One by one, the lights went out, and all went quiet in the village.
Spread your wings and fly. Don't be afraid to try and soar. Your wings already exist. All you need to do is fly. Unknown. Remember, you are the sum of infinite possibilities and the ultimate creator of your destiny. Know yourself, trust your instincts, love and respect who you are, and have faith that all will guide you in the direction of your dreams. There might be stumbles, there might be mistakes, but these too will be invaluable, offering the opportunity to learn and take a different path next time. Consider where you are, where you want to be, and plot the course to a future that excites and deserves you. The wind is at your back, the horizon in your view. Your world lies before you. Now, take that step towards your future, spread your wings, and fly.